Maple and the Evening Leaves. Maple was the tallest friend in the valley. In the daytime, he could look over the garden wall. He could see the top of the apple tree. And when Obi stood beside him, Obi could see how long a gentle neck could be. But now, the day was becoming evening. The things up high did not need any help. The apples stayed on their branches. The little flag stayed on the roof. Maple could bring his head down low to where his smallest friend was waiting. Obi sat on the wide doorstep of the roost. Beside him was a cushion with a little green leaf stitched onto it. He ran one finger around the leaf, down one side, around the rounded point, back along the other side. There was no hurry to finish the shape. Above them, the real leaves were moving gently. Some showed their shiny tops. Some turned their paler sides towards the sky. Obi watched one leaf turn over and back again. "It looks like the tree is making itself comfortable," he said. Maple made a low, quiet hum. He bent his neck towards the doorstep. "Would you like to sit beside me?" Obi asked. Maple paused. Then he folded his legs carefully, one at a time, and settled onto the deep, soft bedding just inside the open doors. Fig had made that place wide enough for a very big friend. There was room for Maple's tail, and room for his feet, and room for Obi to sit nearby without being crowded. A big friend did not need to become small to belong. He only needed a place that fitted him. Obi placed the leaf cushion beside Maple's cheek. Maple rested his head near it. Now Obi could see his eyes without looking up. They watched the tree together. The top leaves moved a little. The lower leaves moved even less. The trunk stood quietly underneath them all. "You can stop reaching now," Obi whispered. "Everything is where it needs to be." Maple's eyelids lowered, then opened just a little. He seemed to be listening to the tree. There was a soft rustle, followed by a longer patch of quiet. Fig sat down on the other side of Obi. His hands rested on his knees. Nobody needed to say anything for a while. The evening was full enough already. A leaf, a cushion, a very tall friend resting low, a little person tucked between familiar, gentle things. The sky beyond the branches changed from light blue to a deeper blue. Obi leaned against his own pillow. The stitched leaf was still underneath his hand. He traced only half of it this time. Then his finger came to rest. Maple's neck made a long, easy curve along his bedding. His tail lay still. His feet were tucked comfortably underneath him. There was nothing above the garden wall that he needed to see tonight. The whole tall tree could look after its own leaves. Obi pulled his blanket up to his middle. Fig smoothed one corner. "Good night, Maple," Obi said, so quietly that the words hardly traveled farther in the pillow. A small, contented hum answered him. Then there was just the gentle tree, and the quiet room, and a little space between one sound and the next. The leaves rested on their branches. The tallest friend rested near the smallest. All here, all home. Good night.